Yeah, boy. Fucking yeah, boy. What's going on? Good to be here with you guys. I think I'm keeping the voice. What do you guys think? I think I'm keeping it. I think whatever disease I has given me a fucking permanent different voice. And I agree with that. Fucking it is 12:24. 12:24. Tuesday the 25th of fucking July. 2023. How's everyone doing? Fuck you. Fuck you. Anyway, what's going on? What's going fucking on? My computer's acting up. Look at these fucking computers, boy. With this new fucking AI bullshit. And it's giving me fucking... Do you guys fucking think it's real? The AI shit. You don't know what to think. Alright, you know what I'm going to do in today's podcast? We're going to review my set from last night, where, by the way, I was killing for the first 6 minutes, and then I did all new material I need for Edinburgh. So will you guys join me in breaking down last night's bomb? Give it up for the fucking man. We're going to check out the bomb. Alright, let's get it going. I just gotta find a spot where I change over to okay, 6 minutes in. Okay, here we go.
You know what you're doing, you're gonna be the job center of one. Smart man. But let me tell you anyway. I'm going to Edinburgh there soon, so you guys scared of AI?
Yeah,
AI.
That's
coming, man. The AI is coming. I learned about it on my computer. I learned about the computers coming to take over on my computer. I don't have to trust the source, you know? It's a computer already. But I can't deal with AI because I've got a very sinful past. I've been having sex with my appliances. I've been molesting my toaster. I can't. I'm like the Harvey Weinstein of kitchen appliances, you know what I mean? They can't become conscious because they've got a lot of answer for it. I'm a pervert for my radiator. My vacuum cleaner is going to kill itself. I've been putting my penis in my... I wonder if I'll bring that to Edinburgh. Do you think that'd be good? I went to the theatre there the other day. Do you guys go to the theatre? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys look kind of cool, don't you? I went to the theatre, right, and I went to a play without looking at anything. Like, I didn't know what it was about. I didn't even really know the name of it. It was just on during the day, and it was cheap. And me and my missus went. And the play is, Lily Allen kills her retarded brother. That is the play. I'm not even joking. It was pretty fucking cool, honestly. Fucking hilarious. It's fucking, and I know I said you shouldn't say retarded, but Lily Allen says retarded so many times in the play that you should take your issues up with her at this stage. You kind of made me horny when she said it. I'm just trying to be. No, I'm just being upsetting. Alright, I'll do one more joke and then fuck off. There's not really I'm interested in here anymore. Do you ever drink half a bottle of hand sanitizer and then have sex with a homeless person? sorry, unhoused, Jesus. I was drinking on the street yesterday and I'm in an edgy mood.
Yeah, I'm in a fucking edgy mood, you cunts. Anyway, so that's where I'm at. That's the level I'm at right now. You know what I mean? Doing a couple of good jokes, killing, and then isolate the fuck out of them. Isolate the fuck out of those fucking pussies. My next thing is I'm just gonna start fucking swinging at people as I get off stage. Or get my penis out. Or do we shit? Maybe I should just shit on stage. Shit on stage in my hands, rub it on my face, and then throw it at the audience. Like a LG Allen or whatever that fucking queer's name was. I'm gonna be the comedian version of that. I actually think that's my wife's bio. Look, I'm ripping off my fucking wife at this stage. Gigi Allen. Anyway, fucking, who gives a fuck about any of it? It's a week to go. We're going to the fucking festival. The biggest one in the world, man. And if I don't make money at this, I've got to seriously consider taking up a life of crime. Because you know what's not going to work? Landscaping, construction, all that shit is pretty much, it's like passing me by. I'd never learned. I just did not learn. In the 10 years I've been doing it nearly, I really haven't learned more than how to use a shovel and a wheelbarrow. And even at that point, even then, I'm not the best shovely, wheelbarrowy kind of man. But the body will only last another few years before it starts breaking down. I never developed my mind. I can't use a measuring tape. I don't know what the tools are called. I don't like when someone shouts at me. It makes me nervous. I don't even know how to mix cement properly. This is very depressing. I don't like sometimes when I go like freestyle, cerebral, ranting, and then I start learning about myself. But that's what it is, man. This is what the podcast is, man. It's me interviewing myself and getting very, very upset with the results. Hey, I'm a fucking artist, you cunt. Yeah, boy. On this day in history, fucking July 25th, in 1814, American troops advanced into Canada, were halted by British troops. If America decided to invade Canada right now, no one would do anything. And Canada thinks that wouldn't happen, but they could just be like, why don't we just take it? I don't see why they wouldn't be like, oh, could they look like us? Yeah, but they're like so much weaker. It's not like China would stop America from invading Canada. That'd be very interesting to see if America's fucking personality disorder got so bad that it started attacking Canada. Anyway, we need to stop the wars is what I'm trying to fucking say. Keeping up with the theme of the podcast, in 1984, Soviet cosmonaut Svetlana Yesenovna Statsvikaya became the first woman to walk in space. Fuck yeah, give it up for the fucking girls, you cunts. I don't know, guys. I'm overheated. I'm emotional. I'm distracted. I'm thinking about picking up some fucking hardcore tranquilizers later on. I think it's time to celebrate my sobriety for so long. And you're like, Mark, but you weren't drinking in the streets 2 days ago. Yeah, but that was, I'm practicing for horse tranquilizer. You gotta get your mind ready for it to be damp and depressed. A wet cerebral cortex is what I'm looking for, man. Slow movement, slurred speech. Barely there. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Edinburgh. I'm gonna get this podcast to be more of a call-in show again in future, because I thought it was pretty cool yesterday when Richie randomly called. So in future, I'm gonna actually get people to call, but he just called out of nowhere, so that was organic, as they say, as they fucking say, you dogs. Anyway, oh, Corian, fuck yeah, I've got a pain. This radio show will continue while I'm in Edinburgh, and I will probably have guests on. Wait for the step up in quality. I just need someone to bounce off, because you see me bouncing off myself and it just sounds mentally fucking ill. But I'm going to be living with comics. I'm going to be... Oh, fuck yeah. That's like flicking on my little fucking... my little asshole. A couple of taps there and here. That feels nice. Fuck me in the ass. I'm having a good time. Anyway, guys. It's always good to have you just hang in there for the day while I fucking go through a little breakdown of my own... mental fortuity. Thanks... this is me like reviewing my own jokes with myself, but I just included whatever public want to check it out. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Peace out, love you. I got jobs to do. Have a good day, everybody. God bless you.